At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
September 24th, 2024, and it is the end of an era, the last NXT on USA. Hard to believe. It only began like, what, 6 years ago when it left the network and went to NXT Weekly, starting originally on Wednesdays against AEW, moving to Tuesdays, and forever holding a place in our hearts here at Wrestling Inc. Next week, NXT debuts on the CWWWB. The CW. Yes, it's always be the WB to me. And it's exciting. Although it was kind of funny tonight when they were showing that little best of highlight reel and they were including clips from stuff that happened last week.
I know. Well, I actually like loved that montage that they did.
Yeah, it was nice.
I think it's celebrate. I feel like there was some it's so hard to fit so many years of like big moments in a small montage like that, but I think they captured like the essence of the Black and Gold brand back in the day and like Rhea Ripley winning and like all of like, I think they even had a clip of some of the spots we talked about previously.
Yeah.
So like the big moments we remember. So I think it gave me all the feels, because I think anyone that's watched NXT from the beginning when it was on the network and then moved and got the TV deal, you know, its first TV deal, it was a big deal. And huge. So it's been amazing to watch the talent that have gone through that. And then now they're on the main roster and it feels again like a new era. So it's exciting.
Jose Topete is asking what a lot of people are, which is, if you're on the West Coast, does the CW have an app to watch at 5 PM Pacific? I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I know we are going to take extraordinary lengths to do this podcast at the same time. Might not be the most, above the board way to watch the show, but have no fear. I'm not missing NXT live.
No, we will find a way.
We will find a way.
Find a way.
Stay tuned to social media. Someone's going to figure out if there's no way WWE wants to miss out on those ratings by having people that are going to do that. They're going to go to alternative streaming methods and not count. So I have a feeling they're going to figure something out to get this to the fans. I mean, with Fox, we have the Fox Sports app on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Well, CW has a bunch of ways to watch shows. So
yeah.
If there's a will, there's a way. We'll you know, follow Wrestling Inc., follow me, follow Glenn. We'll put out when the show's happening and all that information, because we got to follow it, right? We're gonna dress up, Glenn, for the big premiere.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I got my shiny shirts. I haven't
shiny sequins. I'm picking out my outfit. I'm gonna go all out.
All right then.
Even though you only see like my shoulders, I'll go all out.
That's the key. Is that I love that I just have to worry about this zone right here, and that's
exactly
it.
Like, make sure you have a cool hat. I'll make sure my hair looks good. Maybe I'll do extra glitter eyeshadow. We'll make things fun.
I do not have the CW app installed on my phone. I would have thought at some point I would have said, like, I want to watch Gossip Girl. But nope, no CW app on my phone.
Really? You're not watching Gossip Girl?
Like, I've never seen Gossip Girl.
During your free time? I'm so surprised. You seem like a Gossip Girl kind of guy.
You know what's weird? I have trouble reconciling the fact that there is nostalgia for things that happened in the 2000s. So, like, I just can't do it. I was watching Jenny Nicholson, after her Star Wars video, was playing something about her explaining the Vampire Diaries. I was like, this sounds interesting. I'm like, I can't watch something that was from like 2010 with weird nostalgia.
Yeah, it's very strange.
It's very, very strange.
Yeah.
Anyhow, before we dive, and a lot of stuff happened in NXT. Heck of a moment to end the show tonight.
Oh my goodness, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. Stephanie,
some of my favorite people were on the show. I'm so excited.
Good. It's good times. But yeah, let's get into it all. But first, what's going on in the news?
Oh my goodness, Glenn.
Yeah.
And the Wink fans, you all know that the big Vince McMahon documentary comes out tomorrow. I'm assuming tonight at midnight, right? Uh-oh. I'm assuming that's usually when it drops. Hey, Emily, I got a super chat.
I know, from Keon Robinson.
Hi, Keon. Thank you so much for supporting. Yes. So again, Mr. McMahon, the docuseries is coming out tomorrow. And according to reports, Vince McMahon tried to like purchase this documentary. After seeing the early footage from the series, McMahon is reporting that it's a deceptive narrative, and claiming that the series conflates his wrestling persona with his real personality. And I'm sure everyone's seen it, but he put out a statement on social media.
Yeah.
We've all seen it. I'm not going to rehash all that. But that's like a big thing coming out that lots of people are talking about online and all over the place. And I know it comes with a lot of controversy, a lot of emotions and feelings. And also just, you know, obviously legal stuff is involved as well.
So. How much do you think he offered?
Oh goodness. Well, I'm assuming millions.
Millions. I mean, it probably cost millions to make.
I mean, probably cost millions to make, and because he would buy it just to not to either read
I know,
or not even put it out.
And I think there is a weird irony, given how he has been stingy or passed on things before. There is a weird irony that he failed to stop the release because he may not have offered enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's so. I mean, we've all heard stories where he's has been very protective of creative and very controlling and wants things a certain way. And so the fact that this was made, obviously there's lots of talk about how there wasn't a lot of buy-in from him, obviously, in WWE, and that honestly, editing makes a huge difference. How you edit something. Bless you, Glenn.
Thank you. Did I mute that? I muted that, right?
No, you did, but
okay.
I'm just like, ask you anyway.
Yeah.
Editing makes a world of difference on the story that you're going to tell.
I agree.
And the sound bites and what you pick out. So honestly, we just have to wait and see. And I don't know if you're watching it, Glenn.
Well, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. It drops at midnight tomorrow morning.
I'm assuming tomorrow morning, like tonight.
Okay. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to go to Wrestling Inc. And I can't guarantee you this. There'll probably be an article that says the most shocking revelations from the Vince McMahon documentary.
I'm sure someone from our team is staying up late to give you all the deets.
Yeah. So that, I think, and based on that, I'll be like, do I want to watch it? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you should. I mean, I know everyone has mixed feelings. I think there's other wrestling stars that came out talking about whether they're going to watch it or not. But everyone, it's also just a time thing.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a busy week.
It is a busy week. There's a lot going on in the wrestling world. But also more news.
Yeah.
Allegedly reported inside reports show that there might be another addition to the Bloodline. And there's a rumored signing of Hikuleo.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be potentially another addition to the Bloodline. How do you feel? Have you seen Hikuleo's work? I've seen a lot of his work, but
I've seen a little. I feel bad. I think he could get over, but I feel bad that it's like if him and Jacob Fatu become like the superstars of the baby Bloodline.
Mm.
I feel bad for Solo, especially.
Yeah.
Solo was put in a no-win situation.
Yeah. Well, also a lot of people I've seen online, the discussion I've seen is like, do they need more members? Is there like there's the bloodline, like the A team, and then there's like a B team. Like,
not to be confused with the B team.
Yeah, not to be confused with the B team. So like the bloodline B team.
That would be amazing if they started calling the bloodline B team and then Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel came out.
I mean, let's do it. Legends are, you know, let's do it.
It could be great.
But like, how are they going to fit everything in? And that's what B team go. I'm glad people like that.
Everyone loved the B. They had those t-shirts. I should have ordered one of those t-shirts.
Yeah, why not? Wear it next week.
I've got my Social Outcast shirt somewhere. Mm. I found my box of old wrestling shirts the other day. I was going through my closet. Old
wrestling toys last night.
Oh, really? For me, by old, I mean like 8 years ago. Like I got my Bullfit shirt. Mine are like
10 years old.
Yeah, I got my Bullfit shirt. Yeah. And do you ever pull out when you're looking through your wrestling stuff and you're like, why did I buy this? I'm like, oh, they were having a buy one, get one sale.
Where did my poster? I have a poster from SummerSlam like 8 years ago. It's somewhere. I found it. I forgot I had it. It's signed. Is it 8 years? John Cena, Hulk Hogan. Okay. Is that 8? 10?
Is that 8? 8 years, wasn't that John Cena and Seth Rollins?
So, I don't know. I got to look at the date. Yeah. But yeah, okay. I still found it and was like, dang, I forgot I had that.
I pass every day when I walk into my office. I have my chair wedged between my printer and a closet. I've got my chair from the Evolution pay-per-view.
Ooh.
Just right there. I look at that every day and it makes me, I'm so glad I went to that.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah.
We could have more bloodline members. So that's exciting. I mean,
good because it helps with the War Games match. It'll really help with the War
Games. I want a full bloodline War Games match.
With like, Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
It's got to have Sami Zayn. That will be what gets it over.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. Did we talk about this last week or maybe Flobo and I talked about Friday? The problem with the War Games match is that it's so lopsided that you almost need Jimmy or Jay. You need someone to betray Roman and go over to the baby bloodline, or else it's like everyone's just rooting for Jacob Fatu.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be very imbalanced.
Mm, I can see that, yeah.
You know?
But also other, just small and more, you know, NXT news. So supposedly... you know, we all know October 1st, October 8th are big, big CW shows live. And I guess they were supposed to have a taping beginning of November, and that got canceled because I think they're trying to balance out Crown Jewel, you know, all the events leading up to that. And so supposedly it was supposed to be a Performance Center episode beginning of November. And that got canceled. And then allegedly there's rumblings that NXT Level Up is no longer going to be happening or will be discontinued. And I don't know if it's discontinued in the sense of where it is right now and it's going to be rebranded for CW. I think it's too soon to know.
I think the Hulu deal is over.
The NXT rumblings happening.
I think the Hulu deal is over, but I was reading that it might get a new life somewhere else, even on Peacock.
Yeah.
I
mean, they have media rights deals everywhere. They could call anyone up and say, hey, we want to like get this other. I think the NXT Level Up show was really great for athletes that have never been on television before to get the vibe, the feel, the structure of it, where it's like, it's not major. It is somewhat major stakes because it's WWE, but it's not as... the circumstances aren't as high as
I would argue that the recent example, Javon Evans, Level Up, standout. It started the buzz.
It started, it started there. It's like you can build your momentum there, and then you work your way up.
Quick. He was on Level Up twice.
Yeah.
Before hitting the main NXT show, so it'll be curious to see. But I don't know. I get that Tuesday it's election night. There's going to be people probably glued to their TVs wanting to know what's happening. But they got to put something on. They can't just say it's week 6 or week 5 on the CW and we're doing a best of. You know, we're running a repeat. Actually, that'd be amazing if they did a best of the first 5 episodes on the CW.
I mean, that would pretty be funny. No, but I think they might do so. Yeah, so they're going to probably double up some tapings and make sure that they obviously have something. But maybe it's a little retrospective or like some media packages or something for. But they have a plan. They plan way in advance, so they're good. We'll see. That's my news, Glenn.
Nice. So I'm excited about the end. That threw a curveball when we saw Stephanie Vaquer show up on the screen tonight.
I popped so hard. I heard her voice and I was like, I know that voice. I was like, I know her. And I was like yelling. So before they showed her, I was like, that's Stephanie. That's Stephanie. And my cats looked at me.
And that's the huge thing about that is, and again, it kind of goes to what we're saying about where I think Roxanne's retaining, because you're not going to have Julia get it and immediately get into a feud with Stephanie. I think you can find a way. I think the angle is, I want to talk about this at the front, because this, to me, they did save the best for last night. Yeah, it was one of the biggest moments. But I think this is how you make Roxanne, like, bona fide, just top level heel in any women's division, not just NXT. But you have her mastermind playing Stephanie and Julia off each other to where Roxanne keeps the title.
Yeah. So what I think is going to happen, there's going to be whatever happens with the WWE NXT championship, women's championship. Stephanie's going to be out there next week.
Yeah.
Right. Make a statement, go out there. Maybe there's a run in, things like that. I had a feeling there was going to be either a run in tonight or next week. So I think that this was like on the lighter end, but I think she'll be there. Stephanie will be there in person. I think Stephanie and Julia will have a match. I think that is just in the cards. I think they're going to get a number one contender match or something. Even though Julia's like, so, but it depends on what happens next week.
It'd be amazing for week two. If somehow there's shenanigans next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stephanie versus Julia.
It ends in a way that's not, we're not able to, make a decision or, the ref can't. I think it should be a Stephanie and Julia.
Yeah, we'll see.
Or a Stephanie and Roxanne again. Not again, but I'm ready. I want all of my friends to wrestle Roxanne.
No, I got you. And we believe it's Stephanie Vaquer. I've heard it pronounced that. Here, do you ever get this where you hear it pronounced some way once and that's what sticks in your head, right or wrong, sometimes?
It happens all the time.
All the time. It occurred to me, I found out the other day, and I'm a little embarrassed to admit this, that for 37 years, I thought the director who directed Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I thought his name was Tobey Hooper, because in the movie Summer School, when the character Chainsaw is saying the Tobey Hooper classic Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I'm watching an interview with Steven Spielberg about Poltergeist, he's like, so I hired Tobey Hooper, and I'm just like, wait a second, what? And I heard other people say it, and I was like, Chainsaw was kind of playing up the name to make it sound more arty. And for 37 years, I was Tobey Hooper. And I've been saying that for that long. And I was like, oh my God. So maybe I should stop taking this stuff at face value.
That's amazing. Also, you could just double check.
Why would I double check? You hear something. Do you ever get that? It's like, this is like the Cliff Clavin in me. I hear something once and I file it away. Where I'm like, oh, that's an interesting factoid. Or that's a little tidbit I'll bust out. You know,
I'm disappointed, but I get it. I've been there.
Yeah. I've got the one that takes the cake, and I've told on this podcast before, is on the TV show Quantum Leap, they would explain the way that time travel worked as the string theory of time travel, where you take both two ends of a string and you put the string in a ball and then the points touch each other. And that's how he would leap. He would quantum leap around. So my entire life for 30 plus years, people have talked about quantum physics and string theory. And I would go, well, yeah, I understand that. And people would be like, what, you understand? I'm like, yeah, it's two ends of the string. You put it together, it's a ball, points touch. String theory is an entirely different thing in quantum physics. I just conflated this at the age of 13 and never bothered to Google it. But I've been bragging that I understood this.
You've been bragging? Like bragging. You should be on Big Bang Theory. Do you remember that episode where they try to solve string theory?
No, but see, I would just be like, string theory. Yeah, I figured that out when I was 13. I mean, come on. Yeah,
there's, what's her name? Penny. I think Penny tries to solve string theory, and it's a whole thing. And yeah, so you need to watch that episode. I think you would relate to it.
There you go.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Farm with the Wrestling Inc. Podcast, and a few years back, WWE sold a New Day-themed kit where people could make unicorn horn-shaped popsicles. They don't make them anymore, but you can still make your own popsicles, even without the kit, and get top-tier hydration in the process. In these post-SummerSlam dog days, Liquid IV is offering refreshing summer flavors like Popsicle Firecracker and Rainbow Sherbet to keep you cool and give you 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. Liquid IV is always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It's great for a road trip to No Mercy or watching All In at home. Indulge in hydration this summer with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code WRESTLE at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code WRESTLE at liquidiv.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get delicious Kroger pasta sauce or pasta for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Tyson boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, NXT tonight, let's talk about everything that happened. We opened with a match for the Women's North American Championship, Kalani Jordan defending against Ren Sinclair with the NQCC. Ren, fast rising superstar in the women's division, fell short tonight, but what did you think of the match?
It was really good. Again, I was a little biased. I love Kalani, but I was rooting for Ren Sinclair because, again, she went out of her comfort zone, slapped her last week, is trying to get some title shots, some singles competition of her own. She's trying to get away from No Quarter Catch Crew, you know, break apart from the pack. But they were there to support her, so that's good. They're not leaving her behind. They seemed pretty supportive of her throughout the night. You know, I think both looked very, very strong. And I think this is just the beginning of Ren getting more and more singles matches and more title shots. And I think it was too soon. Like, if this match was on October 1st for the debut, I would think, maybe there's a title change. But I think Kalani's a strong champion going into next week and representing on CW.
I mean, I'll say it's been 3 months. They're booking Kalani Jordan like she's Asuka. I mean, right?
Yeah, I mean, how long? I mean, who else could Kalani go? Oh, bless you again.
You don't have to bless me every time.
I'm blessing you, Glenn. Well, just accept it.
I was out and about, and you know, here's the thing: I so do not get exposed to germs that when I go out in Vegas after, I'm convinced that I'm coming down with like COVID for the next week. But it's just I was out and about, and it's just casino crud and what I went and saw.
Casino crud, yeah.
Went to the WNBA Aces finals, semifinals on Sunday. Went and saw Carrot Top for the second time last night because my dad was in town. Nice. It's a, well, I mean, as nice as Carrot Top can be. But I was around germs, And if you go see Carrot Top in a cold or COVID is all you catch, you're lucky.
Vegas is just germs. WrestleMania tickets are going on sale.
I know. Everyone come see me in Vegas next year. Yes, it's gonna be great.
I'll see you at some point.
It's going to be great. Kalani, I people said, oh, she's going to win this, but then it's really going to be about who takes it from her. That's going to be the big title reign. And I give credit to Kalani. I think she's very talented. I don't know that her character has gotten super over. And I think I get frustrated because I'll see like a Sol Ruka or somebody who gets this amazing crowd connection. Mm-hmm. And you could say they don't need a title, but again, it is development. So, you know, I don't know.
But I think she is a strong first champion for this title. And again, she has to like adapt and learn. Like she's never been a champion before. So it's like, how do you adapt? What I think Ren Sinclair was kind of this perfect person to face her because again, it's solidifying Kalani as even a stronger champion, which she needs, and a competitive champion. But also it shows like Ren, formerly Maddie. It's stuck in my brain. So it's hard to reverse it, you guys.
I gotcha.
we all know she has television experience. She knows how to tell a story. She's great on the mic. We've seen what she's done already. Mm-hmm. She went in there, like they put her on TV right away. And so it's only a matter of time. And I think in the next 6 months or the beginning of next year, Ren will have a championship. That's my prediction.
Okay. Wow. Who do you think who's got next, as it were, on the NXT North American Women's title?
Oh my gosh, that's a tough one. I don't know. Julia and Stephanie are here too.
If they give the North American title to one of them, like, is going to be so boring for the next year. There will be no title action whatsoever in NXT.
Oh my god! Why?
Because nobody is beating either of them. They're going to each hold that title until they're ready to go to the main roster. There'll be no competitive, nothing competitive, no gold to chase.
What about Lola Vice?
Yeah, I think Lola's a good choice. I mean, if I want to fantasy book this in a month. Nikita Lyons returns, squashes Kalani, wins the championship.
Okay.
That'd be my pick. She was posting some stuff in the gym the other day. Hopefully back soon. We'll see.
But how'd you feel about Ren flying through the air and landing on her teammates?
I think that she has made the No Quarter Catch crew fun, and they have not been fun for a long time.
Oh, well, I found it very like, again, that the camera angles made it like she obviously flew out of nowhere. So we didn't see necessarily that setup of her flying. And it kind of gave her the disadvantage in the moment at the end of the match, because Kalani obviously took that advantage of Maddie being down and not, you know, not effective in that moment. So I feel like Maddie Ren.
I'm going to start doing this. You know, I met CM Punk and he said to call him Phil. So Ren, I'm just going to go with that from now on.
So hard.
I know.
My brain, it can't do it. So Ren took a risk there of doing, she's not a high flyer.
Yeah.
She's not.
That was good.
So it was good, but it was a risk. And obviously she fell short, unfortunately, but I think she'll come
fun
back.
Match.
Yeah, it was fun.
What'd you think of this fake press conference they were having tonight backstage?
Okay. So from like a production standpoint, I thought it looked really cool, but I wanted to like hear what they were saying. They were doing like the picture in picture in segments throughout. And I didn't like Ava was there and I was like, I want to hear more. Cause I lead the New Japan press conferences.
Oh yeah.
The United States. So I want to hear what people are saying. I'm like all into it. So I wanted more. So if they were going to do it, like they need to do digital exclusive where like a clip of Ava talking is there. Like I wanted more. I wanted it to like flow, you know, through the episode or online a little bit.
Well, and it wasn't real. There was no one there from any outlet. Like, it was all.
I would have been there. You know it, Glenn. I would have been there front row.
I'm sure Wrestling Inc. UK would have had some representation. Sorry, that's a deep cut.
I'd have been like, Emily May, I need to know. I need to know exactly what's happening.
Yeah. It was fine. Ethan Page talked, whatever. Like,
Ethan Page talked. I mean, all the major matches, all the competitors.
Yeah.
Talked.
They tried something, and I give them a modicum of credit for that.
What, that they were talking?
No, they just tried something. They were like, let's try doing this press conference.
Try stuff. Like, you don't know things work or don't work unless you try it.
It would have been funny if they would have done like a fake HBK media call, and they just would have had like the sound wave and like a picture of HBK and just like him grumbling and mumbling into the, like a phone.
And he's like ready to.
And he's like, anyhow.
I don't want any more questions. Yeah. No, he's never like that. The only press conference part that worked was that I really think was the most effective was the live segment with Roxanne and Julia with
Byron. that was very good.
Yeah, because Byron, like, as you know, leads the post press conference. So he knows how to do those live segments and interact, and obviously so I got very like New Japan vibes from it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It felt very like back and forth, but it was very fun. That was like the most effective like press conference segment.
I hear you.
Emily May was not there, so there was not enough credentials. Yeah, I didn't get a credential this time.
I thought that everyone's like, we'll get into it. But then we had, and this was the funny thing, they went from that and then was like, now we're gonna have the Grayson Waller effect. Hey, if you didn't get enough of that talking backstage, let's do some more talking.
You get more talking from A Town Down Under.
Yes. They were there with Fraxium. This was fun. This was fine.
You have to like it.
I liked it. I did like it. It was entertaining.
Are you sure? Because you were like, yeah.
I liked it, but there's a certain playbook when they were like,
I'm calling you out.
And they were like, why is it called the Grayson Waller effect, not the Grayson Waller and Austin Theory effect?
Because it's the Grayson Waller effect show. It's his show. He just brings people on. He brought Austin Theory in.
Yeah.
It's his show.
It was a very talky show tonight, now that I think about it.
It was a very talky show, but you want to know why? Because next week is going to be all action, Glenn.
Yes.
It's going to be everything. It's going to be tons of wrestling. It's going to be freaking awesome. Yeah.
I hear you. Why did I say that? Like, I'm part of a trim. Like, no, I hear you. Like,
I hear you. You better hear me. What I wanted, what I loved. Okay. What I loved about this segment. Glenn, listen.
Sorry.
Don't laugh. See, I'm going to get all heel on you now. Emily, the Emily maniac is going to come out, Glenn. What I loved about this segment is Grayson Waller was live on Instagram at the same time.
Yes.
I was like, why is his phone on? Like, why does he have his phone on his hand, in his hand? I thought he was like reading his notes. And I was like, no, I went on his Instagram. He's live on Instagram. Yeah. So you, like, see up his nose. And like, you see him, and then you see him them fight. And what I wanted them to do was take it to the parking lot. I was like, take it to the parking lot. You know what happens at NXT.
Yes.
Take it to the parking lot. But
they should have a PLE there.
The real DM, Hunk, likes my Australian accent. Are you drinking? I'm worried. Because that was not good.
8 out of 10. But well, he used to do the Grayson Waller effect live on Instagram on NXT, so I like him bringing that back.
Yeah, no, but but it was not a good live. Like,
I don't know, I know.
Chaotic.
Yeah.
And you just like see the floor, and then it fell, and then he like picks it back up, and he's walking and he's yelling, and I loved it so much because I was like watching that, and then I was watching it live on my phone, and I was like, this is cool.
It is cool.
It was effective. I think it was effective. It set up the whole Fraxium, you know, A Town Down Under thing.
It was Grayson Waller effective.
Oh, Glenn. Nope, nope. I'm not giving that to you.
So the OC took on Hank and Tank. And Hank and Tank won.
Hank and Tank won!
Gallows and Anderson are having a good time and getting paid, and that's really the American dream.
We're all living it, right, Glenn?
Yes.
Are you surprised Hank and Tank won?
I mean, with how they book Gallows and Anderson, no.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was fine. I think that, you know what my problem is that I think that effective wrestling is a mix of a few things.
Ooh, okay. We're getting philosophical.
And I'm going to argue that in-ring performance is pass-fail. You can either put on a good wrestling match or you can't put on a good wrestling match. They could put on a good wrestling match. I'm not disputing that. And what a good wrestling match means, by the way,
mm-hmm.
It can mean everything from your Ricochet, you know, and you could do high-flying moves. It can mean your Enzo Amore and people just watching you get the crap kicked out of you in the ring. You're either entertaining the ring or you're not. But the success of a wrestler, I believe, is based on your connection with the audience, your character, and the creative that you're given, both in terms of storyline and promo. And I do not think Hank and Tank, I think that they've been given, they're doing very well with the minimum that they've been given creatively of we're just two beefy dudes who like to scrap.
Which, I mean, I liked their kind of their moment walking to the ring.
Sure.
They transitioned that energy, their promo energy,
mm-hmm.
to the ring energy. And it was very fast paced, this match. And I think it was well matched. I feel like you had four really strong competitors.
Sure.
Dallas and Anderson, they've always been really strong tag team. I was leaning more towards them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was surprised about Hank and Tank. But that just means they have to up their, this is a big win for them.
Yeah.
I think we've talked previously about kind of the tag team division and where it's going, and this rivalry and kind of this back and forth has been really going on for a while. So it was good.
They
finally were able to finally go toe to toe.
Yes. After Hank and Tank won, we had a verbal confrontation backstage between A Town Down Under, Javon Evans, and Cedric Alexander. And then we had Alexis King versus Oro Mensa with Lash Legend and Jakar Jackson.
Are you distracted
by his facial hair?
Facial hair.
Yes.
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 How many people do you think are going to dress like him for Halloween?
I don't think they can pull it off. I think you need some stenciling and some Ronco.
It's
hairspray.
One of a kind. It is one of a kind.
Yeah. Although I wonder this year, we've got a month. I know NXT likes to do fun things.
Halloween Havoc.
For Halloween. I'm going to just suggest that both men and women copy Alexis King's facial hair for Halloween.
So, if there's a special Halloween episode and we cover it, are you saying that you will do...
I'm going to have to hire someone. I'm going to have to hire someone to come in.
You should do his facial hair and then I'll do... who would I do? Wendy Chu. I'm going to do Wendy Chu's makeup.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. See, we came up with our whole...
We have had Halloween in character, not last year. God, was that 3 years ago? Because I bought six different fedoras, none of which that fit me well to be Tony D'Angelo.
Ooh, that's an easy one, though.
Well, I own tracksuits.
Okay, that's kind of a cop out if you already own it.
Well, it's a sweatsuito. It's a nice tracksuit. High end.
It should be sequined.
Bedazzling it costs a lot more. And then you have to get it dry cleaned all the time.
I have bedazzled. Hand wash only.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I can't take it to the dry cleaner, you know?
I want to know from the chat who you would dress up as from the NXT roster for Halloween Havoc if we had our own Wrestling Inc. Halloween celebration.
We'll figure it out. We got time. I'll be here that week.
Yeah.
But Oro Mensah won. The Lexus King losing streak continues.
Yeah. You think the beard is holding him back?
It might be. But the beard is over, though.
It is kind of over.
He's not, but the beard is.
People are asking for your version of Scripps.
Oh, Jesus. Do I still have that? Maybe on Halloween. Maybe we could get, maybe we could actually get the former Scripps himself to join us one week.
Maybe.
Maybe he's still got the mask.
Do you think the best man won, though, in this match?
I would like Lexus King to get more creative than just him having petty feuds with people backstage that think he's a jerk, because I feel like that's everybody.
Do you feel like the ending and the finish of this match made him look really dumb?
I mean,
because like there... he gave up the pin, and then Oro Mensah was like, did it in the same way, but was smarter about it.
I don't know that Lexus King and intelligence I don't know that's the main character trait that's really getting over with him. Like, he's not a mastermind.
I don't know. I felt like it was an interesting finish where, like, Lexus was trying to get, get that win, but then was like, no, I'm going to do it the right way, right? But then, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe should not have done it that way because he lost.
Mm. Well, hindsight's 2020.
Ugh, darn.
Ridge Holland took on Riley Osborne with Thea Hale. Ridge Holland beat up Riley Osborne. And why? Like, I keep saying this every week. Can we just have this happen till Thea Hale just kicks him in the nuts? That's what I'm waiting for. It's the most obvious move. It needs to happen. And it will be the high point of this story so far.
I love Thea Hale. I want her.
She's great.
I could actually see her, obviously, turning, causing some trouble, and going after. What? No, don't shake your head. I want her to go after some gold.
I think she should, but should she give up who she is?
I don't know. Is anyone who they really are, Glenn?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Baby is saying, what if Thea joins Ridge? It's like, that's not that interesting. I think it's more interesting when she did the storyline with JC Jane, which they really botched, like creative did. That was such a good storyline. And her saying, I tried to be someone else, now I'm finding myself. This is who I am. She should have gotten a decisive victory. I know she busted JC's nose.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a big PLE. Like, it could have been Bailey versus Sasha for this generation. Mm-hmm. And they didn't give us that. Mm. So I think her turning now, like, meh. But her being the one to take down Ridge, that's Ridge powerful.
I mean, I could totally see that. But maybe after she takes down Ridge, there's... Oh, excuse me. My bubble water. I got, like, a hiccup. Sorry, I got, like, an air bubble.
Oh, yeah. Do what you gotta do.
Good. It's the Waterloo watermelon water. It attacked me. I think after she does do a turn, or... Like, I think she could have that big moment where, like, this is who I've always been. And then she goes after, starts a kind of a takedown of someone else.
Okay.
Potentially the women's North American champion, whoever that is at the time.
I just think she connects so well with the audience. They never capitalized on that for whatever reason. They always had someone else they wanted to push a little bit more.
So over.
That's the tough part. Is that, like, they have to pick and choose. And I'm sure the politics sometimes are just ridiculous backstage, in terms of who's up and who's down some weeks. But Ridge won the match, kept beating down Riley after. Then we had Obafemi at the press conference. Oh, we had Wesley and Zach Wentz.
Yes, they had a little segment. That was wild. They were so, at each other's throat.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I loved this segment with Wesley and Zach Wentz. And I have to say what I popped for the most is that they mentioned Gigi Dolan.
Yes. I was like, oh, yeah.
Zach's fiance.
Like, anytime there's like a personal reference, it's like, you know, they're getting to the deep, like the heart of it. And that just gets people fired up.
Yeah.
And I love that reference. And I do have to say, security was like on overdrive this mm-hmm. episode. I feel like they had so many people they had to protect from each other and separate. I was like, man, there's a lot of security on this episode.
It was good. I'm looking forward to that street fight next week.
Yeah. Oh, what do you think they're going to bring? It's Chicago. So what kind of stuff are they bringing to the street fight?
Oh, God. I mean, think of what's the worst.
Think there's some Chicago dogs. I think there's some Chicago pizza.
Oh, yeah. So they're going to beat each other with dip dish.
Some hot cheese.
Some hot, just throwing like scalding hot mozzarella at each other.
Jeez, I don't know. That sounds gross. But
yeah, that would be funny.
I love street fights. Glenn, you know I like violence.
Who doesn't? It's wrestling. Yeah. Although sometimes I like them to say, hey, okay, we could just talk this out. You know?
No, there is no talking. I was just going to say there's no talking in wrestling. That's not true.
No, there's too much talking.
there's very pointed talking.
And it's weird. I like story heavy wrestling. And tonight I was like, this is too much.
Wait, Oprah, are they going to throw Oprah in the street fight? What?
Absolutely.
Oprah in a shark cage over?
No, she could be the special ref in Chicago. It'd be amazing.
Over the match?
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow.
Sorry, I threw you off.
No, I've got ideas, but it's like I'm just going to start referencing every Chicago reference I have. Yeah.
Let us know in the chat what weapons you think they're going to bring to the street fight. I'm curious.
Chicago street fight. Peter Cetera will be there. He was in the band Chicago. It's a reference. Peter Cetera. Goes to Mike Ditka. The Fridge.
From Chicago.
There'll be a Super Bowl shuffle during the match.
Obamas.
Yes, they could have the Obamas. Fridge is a little more likely, maybe, than the Obamas.
Special press conference.
Yeah, so they're from Mindy's Baker.
Oh, you think Obama?
Wait, do you think CM Punk will do a press scrum after?
Oh my God, with donuts? He loves donuts.
Yeah, and he could ask reporters, you know, about their improv friends, and it'd be great. We'll see what happens. Anyhow, Rosemary and Wendy Chu took on Karma Petrovic and Brinley Reese, and Rosemary got the pin, a TNA talent, won tonight.
Another TNA talent.
And I like that she was petting Wendy Chu. That was like creepy and different, unique.
I know. Did you love that? I love
that. Yeah, that was great.
I'm kind of weird that way. I like it.
But they made Carmen look kind of dumb getting distracted by Ashanti coming out and talking to her.
Flower. I felt like it felt kind of reminiscent of like the pulling a distraction back in the old days. You're distracting from like the women's match. I felt very like, but then it kind of made sense. Like, you know, Rosemary got the pin, but. Sure. On a different way.
I like the outcome, but yeah, it's like why would Carmen's reaction be like, "What are you doing here?" It's like,
focus girl, on a match going hand. On. You're in a match.
Yeah,
focus on your opponent. That's
my biggest gripe with wrestling is that how they make wrestlers seem like the most distractible people on earth.
They're like, "Here's something shiny."
What? There's music playing. I need to stop and look around and see what's happening.
Squirrel.
And again, here's what I don't understand. If you're a wrestler trying to do a run-in on somebody, why would you play your own music to announce your arrival? One, either do one of two things. Play no music and just show up.
I would just show up, Glenn.
Or play a random song like the Humpty Dance, because then they'll be like, the Humpty Dance is on. I need to start dancing, doing the Humpty Dance, and then attack.
I would Rickroll everyone.
See, there you go. That's better. But Why would you play the Emily May theme music to announce you're coming in if you're going to attack somebody?
It's Emily Mayhem, Glenn. Get it right.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Emily Mayhem.
That's good. That's better than...
Yeah.
Okay. It's better than my 2K character, Glennergy, which is that when they said Brennergy for Bren, I was like, hey, too close.
Someone stole it.
I know. I'm still a little irked at this Fraxium thing. I think I came up with that. I think Fraxium was mine originally.
Are you sure?
Maybe. I feel like I was early on with it. I was early with it if I wasn't the first.
Let's look at the tape. Roll it back. Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
I want a 20-minute entrance like Roman.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I have, like, a girl rock band.
Okay.
Make my music. I don't know who. Maybe, like, I feel like a mixture of, like, Pink.
Okay.
And, like, Cyndi Lauper, Pat Benatar feel.
Oh, feel. Not actually them. I mean, they're both still
alive. I mean, yeah. And then, like, go out. I feel like, Mayhem! Emily Mayhem!
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
You don't say, you're not sold.
No, I'm vibing with it. I'm just like, you could do, I mean, AI can make this for you. Go to like Udio or Suno and it'll make a song for you.
Oh my God. Next week, I am going to have my theme song, everyone.
Oh premiering. My God. We totally need entrance music for this podcast.
Okay, let's do it. Yes. Next week, we're bringing our music. Glenn, don't even laugh. I'm serious.
I'm with you. We'll see what we can do. No,
there's no laughing in wrestling. It's all serious.
I mean, maybe.
My cat is totally asleep next to me.
Did you ever see that match with the Usos and the Fashion Police where Tyler Breeze was dressed up as the janitor? I mean, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. Maybe you could be that for Halloween.
I loved that. That was actually a really good match, too. It wasn't just the comedy. Like, that was a really good match. Okay. So, let's talk about Rosemary and Wendy Choo, great tag team. Love that they're getting wins.
I've wanted them to stay together a long time.
This is the coolest. This has the potential coolest long-term possibilities of the NXT TNA connection.
Yeah.
They could keep doing this and they keep showing up on NXT and showing up on TNA.
Exactly. Like, it is such kind of that perfect crossover.
Yes.
And I like how we're going into spooky season two. And it's kind of like Rosemary's using Wendy as like her little pet. She's teaching her all her ways.
Wait, is Wendy Choo Rosemary's baby?
Oh my God. I knew it. I knew you were going to say that.
Commentary has to say that.
I set it up for you. I set that up for you, Glenn.
Booker, this is gold.
Booker needs to say it. Look, it's Rosemary's baby.
That prequel comes out this week.
Stunned you this whole episode.
That the Rosemary's Baby prequel comes out Thursday on Paramount Plus. I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, plug.
Yeah, I love Rosemary's Baby. That movie is so like just freaky.
Do you think like another who would be like another person to add to the mix?
To Wendy and Rosemary? Yeah. I mean, just let's get Abaddon while we're at it. AEW's not using her properly.
Oof. Abaddon would be good.
She would be.
Mm.
I love this match. This was one of my favorite things of the night just because Rosemary and Wendy have such amazing chemistry together.
Yeah, they do. They work so well together. I want to see more.
Absolutely.
And I want to see more of I love their video package, their media, like their whole setup. I want more of that stuff.
Yeah. Then we had Javon Evans and Cedric Alexander versus A-Town Down Under.
You gotta say it like that, Glenn. Go ahead.
I feel like I'll get canceled by Australia if I said it.
Whatever.
Like
I'm already canceled by Australia.
Well, I'm not going down with you. I'm not going down under with you.
Down under,
mate. Why is my Australian accent and references are all based in like 1988? Like, put a shrimp on the Barbie. Like,
super stereotypical.
Yeah. Watch Crocodile Dundee, put on Tomorrow When the War Began, and listen to NXS.
You want to know the fun? Did you have the same commercials as me?
Yeah. Yeah. Paul Hogan. Put another shrimp on the Barbie. Foster's is Australian.
No. The Tonight. Did you see this?
Oh, no. No. What I missed tonight.
Like the Irwin commercials?
Oh, I did see the Irwin commercials. Yeah.
I was like, that's hilarious.
Yes. Australia's making a comeback.
Because I was like, oh, they knew.
That is weird.
that A-Town Down Under was going to be on, and then they placed that commercial. It was perfect.
I know a little bit about Australian culture. I sat next to a woman from Australia, like I was eating at the bar at Nobu, and she's from Australia. This was actually the weekend of StarCast back in Vegas, Double or Nothing weekend.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, I'm here for a wrestling thing. And she was like, oh, I'm from Australia. And I was like, oh my God, I love NXS and the band Midnight Oil. And Tomorrow When the War Began, it's like Red Dawn, but different. And she was like, you know a lot about Australia. Yes.
Please don't take any Australian fans out there. Please don't take any offense. I love you all. I will travel there one day. I'm just having fun.
I gotcha.
Travel, Glenn.
I think that contrary to the episode of The Simpsons, I think Australians have a very good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah, they do.
Australians. So Fraxium got involved in this match, but A-Town Down Under still won.
Mm-hmm.
And Fraxium was arguing.
Yeah. Fraxium, I think, is the fracture. I see the cracks of the Fraxium. Yeah, I think they're gonna not be together soon.
Emily May says Fraxium is Craxium.
That sounds like they're doing stuff.
Yeah, Craxium actually sounds.
I think obviously they're building to like some long term storytelling here. You know, we've seen. Axiom and Frazier, they've all obviously dominated the tag team division here at NXT, but I think, you know, Austin Theory, Grayson Waller, like, I think they need a big push right now. And I think if they got the NXT tag titles,
yeah,
it would be the big push that they need.
It would be a moment.
Yeah. And it could happen.
We had CM Punk backstage talking to Ethan Page. This was probably taped last week. Who knows?
Have enthusiasm, Glenn.
It was fine. I mean, it's good. It's just like, but they're just setting it up. I mean, Drew McIntyre's showing up, right?
I don't know.
I mean, if this, this match has to go last.
What do you think the main event will be?
Yeah, it's got to be this, right?
Yeah.
But I think, look, the real fans want Julia versus Roxanne to go last.
That would be a title change, though.
Yes. And I think Trick is winning 100%. But I think that having this and CM Punk in the main event and Bad Blood coming up, you got to have Drew.
Well, I think Drew might obviously will make an appearance or something will happen. Because obviously you can't have CM Punk be the special referee for the big title match and then you have the big, one of the biggest like return premium live events coming like 3 days later, 4 days later. So you have to build to that. Maybe I'm trying to think here, if CM Punk helps Trick Williams win, maybe there's a crossover thing. Maybe the new NXT champ comes over to Bad Blood and there's some stuff there.
Okay, but you know what? WWE has done this before where they decide like they're really going to push NXT. So I could see Ethan Page. Like, oh my God, that's Ethan Page from NXT. CM Punk cost him the championship. Yeah, that makes sense given the NXT push. Because by the way, it was when NXT went to USA and then we had the big war with AEW, the short-lived Wednesday Night Wars, that's when they had NXT on Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
So this makes sense.
Yeah, I think there's going to be there has to be some, in order, just like they're bringing CM Punk and Randy Orton and all of these big stars over to NXT for a few weeks to build up the new network premiere, I think they're going to do some crossover for and build to the either new champions that are going to be on the network. I think there's going to be something. Not sure what, but I'm ready for it. I'm going to be at Bad Blood, which I'm excited for.
Nice. That's exciting. I'll watch the highlights.
Yay.
It's just tough to, I've been doing this 8 years. I gotta pick what I watch.
No, I understand. But you can't watch everything. You gotta like pick the stuff that, you know.
I've been doing this podcast 1/6 of my life.
Holy moly.
Yes.
It's a long time.
But yeah, I think, man, I would love to have a 3-brand Survivor Series with War Games. I don't know that we'd get that.
I know. That would be, I think, soup, like, that.
Except, wait a second, could you imagine Trick versus Cody versus Gunther? Like,
God.
That match would be, like... So, like, how do you even book that? I mean, Trick has to take the pin, but it's going to just be, and Gunther's winning. But that's the thing, you're not going to have Gunther go over Cody, but Gunther could pin Trick. Like, that match would just Gunther be silly.
And Trick, and then Cody. Oh, man. Cody and Gunther.
Yeah, that match would be, that match would strain credibility and belief on so many levels.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to leave things as they are.
Yeah, you just can't do it. Captain America can't beat the Hulk.
Unless it's this separate, you know, universe.
You know, that's originally why the Avengers were formed in the comics, to deal with the Hulk. Because it was like, we can't do this alone.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So the main event segment tonight was Roxanne Perez coming face to face with Julia in a press conference. And Roxanne dominating Julia was translated. This was good, the face-off between them. But then we got a nice surprise with Stephanie Vaquer appeared on the screen and said she wanted to put the winner of the match on notice. She's coming for that title. This is a exceptionally strong triangle of competition.
Oh, yeah. This is, I think, the strongest competition Roxanne has had as champion. And I would be very nervous if I was her going into next week.
But I think there's a way that she can, I'm telling you, I think there's a way she can use this to her advantage to somehow remain on top if she can get the two of them fighting each other.
Yeah. No, and that's what, like I mentioned before, is I think if there's some type of Stephanie versus Julia thing next week, it kind of lessens the blows on her, so that if you take the heat away from her, she can walk away and be like, I'm good, I'm still champ, or, you know, I'm still on top and all that. But you have these other two that need to fight it out first.
Yeah, I think it's very exciting. This was a very hot,
and I love seeing Funaki, by the way.
Yeah, oh, he was great. He's a delight. But yeah, this was a great end to the show.
It was a great ending to the show. I think it builds to next week, and I have a feeling we got to watch socials, because I think there's going to be a lot more back and forth the next week of all three of them. I think there's going to be some great media packages and you know, montages, segments, because I don't think you can end an NXT episode like that and not have some follow-ups.
Yeah, it was good. I think tonight, Bill, even though it was a talky episode, I think that it really built the hype and excitement for next week. And I mean, next week is a PLE. Like, that is one of the most stacked episodes of NXT ever. And it's going to be very, very exciting to watch and cover.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. And we'll be here to cover it after.
Yes, I'll wear something sparkly or with a collar, at least, you know?
Yes, look fancy.
Oh. Always. I had a fit on yesterday when I went to Topgolf. I was wearing like a salmon shirt with like khaki shorts, matching tan shoes, blue sunglasses for a contrast pop. And my golf gloves. It was good.
I played Topgolf for the first time.
Yeah.
With the whole media crew at SummerSlam.
Nice.
And it was just, I was surprisingly really good.
Well, because the key is, it's not about how people think, oh, I want to hit the TVs in the back. No, you got to go for the targets without it bouncing.
So I was surprisingly good. I was up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's fun. I've been there like 6 times now in Vegas. It's sort of my go-to.
Right, well, if, WrestleMania week.
Yeah. Oh, WrestleMania week. It's going to be on.
Playing a Top Golf.
Top Golf. It's good. Yeah, I'm going to be camped out at Park MGM right across from T-Mobile. Booked my room the second it was announced because I'm like, I don't want to drive back and forth any space I can broadcast from.
Smart.
Yeah, we'll see how bad the internet is. So that's going to be the question.
It's pretty good. Okay. In Vegas, like they, you know, they know hundreds of thousands of people are there each day.
Yeah, it's exciting. Well, there you have it. You can find Emily Mayhem at Emily Mayheller. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein, everybody. Next week, CW debut. Come back to Wink tomorrow for that AEW coverage. Please like, share, subscribe. Leave a comment on the episode. We appreciate it. It helps with the algorithms. And we'll catch you back here next time, everybody. Take care.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.